Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the power of words, share number 42. Insulting someone's intelligence. You're insulting someone because you believe they lack intelligence is a violation of the Torah prohibition of Einoas Devarim. There are many people who have a great deal of intelligence, but do not accomplish anywhere near their potential. Conversely, there are people who are not so intelligent, but nevertheless accomplish much in spirituality and creativity and financially and spirit and in emotionally. Goodness and righteousness are traits that are independent of one's intelligence. It's fascinating that when Hannah davened for a son, Shmuel, in the Gemara it's brought down, he asked him not to be exceedingly brilliant, or the other way around, not a tippish either. Average, middle ground. It's fascinating that a mother would ask this. She understood the gifts of genius, perhaps, but the challenges of genius or high intelligence. High intelligence itself is a gift, but very often it's a challenge, especially if one isn't emotionally intelligent, which is a lot based on midos and working on oneself. One's simcha in life, one's feeling of well-being and health, emotionally and physically, especially emotionally, is not dependent on one's level of intelligence. It's on what you think about and what you train yourself to think about and what you train yourself on what you ought to feel. That is what our emotional quality of our life is based on, not on other aspects of intelligence. A person who is not as clever as someone else in his environment can still live a happier life than they do if they focus on what they actually do have and make a positive evaluation of their life events. And when you make someone feel low by attacking their intelligence, you're influencing him to feel that his general happiness in life is based on his intelligence level, and that's an error in thinking that's harmful to that person and to everyone else around them. It's very, very important to give this education in a classroom where you have students that excel scholastically and those who struggle scholastically, that the point needs to be taken that while scholastics are important, whether in the secular or whether in the frum, you know, getting high marks versus lower marks, catching on to what the Chumash or Rashi or Tanakh or Gemara is saying versus those who, you know, who don't, who have a lower level of comprehension. Part of school is indeed scholastics, but as a Jew, Torah-based chinuch, it needs to be stressed very, very often that that is not the nekudas hachayim. That is not what it is. That is not what Hashem aspires a person to be, just that, intelligence. If someone is lacking a certain degree of intelligence, then there's no difference between that and making fun of any other handicap. And you would be considered cruel to mock someone who's missing a hand or who's missing a foot. So if someone lacks a certain degree of intelligence inherently and you mock them or look down at them, it's just as cruel. It's just as bad. It's, in a sense, even worse. Happiness and even feeling close to Hashem is not connected with intelligence. It's a hergesh halev, an emotional understanding, and kifi, each person's seichel that Hashem endowed them. Hashem is saying, connect with me with that. Hashem is infinite. So someone that is the greatest genius in the world, to Hashem, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a zero. It's less than a zero. He gave it to you in the first place. He could take it away in a second. What are you being arrogant about? It's a gift from Hashem. That's what it is. The greater your awareness of this gift, in a healthy way, you have a choice. You could become more arrogant. But really what should happen is that the greater the awareness of this is, the more humility you should have about your own intelligence. And you'll be less likely to belittle others and make belittling remarks about their level of intelligence. Yes, it's true. In certain shidduch situations, you need to inquire. So there should be sort of a certain level of compatibility. If someone's extremely high on intelligence and someone's very much less so, that's generally would they wouldn't match. So it has to be inquired on in a normal way. Certain business skills are needed in a particular position. You have a right to inquire. There are Hilchos Lashon Hara and Hilchos Chafetz Chaim that talks about these things without passing judgments on people, just to simply make educated decisions in order to protect yourself or do what's best for you. But always, always, you look carefully with a lot of the Tanoim that Chafetz Chaim says that even when that is allowed, it is never, ever to be made as a personal judgment towards somebody. It's simply information that you use what's needed and then it's dropped. And for everything aspect in life, you treat them with great respect, just like everyone else and even greater. And for those that believe that they are intelligent and they are gifted, there are always people who have knowledge and skills that you're missing. There's always something missing. Compared to the person who you want to insult for his lack of intelligence, you might consider yourself very bright, but how do you compare with the great scholars of the previous generations? How much of there is to know that you do not know? Finally, how can you use your intelligence to enable other people, especially this person, to become wiser and more knowledgeable than they presently are? That's how you use intelligence that you have. Realize it's a gift. It's a gift to try to impart, to plant seeds, to help other people with their way of thinking in order to have them grow. When that's your focus, you will not use intelligence as a tool to lower people's feelings about their intelligence or to destroy them, but rather you will use your intelligence to help others. So here are a few terrible, terrible words that people often use in front of their face sometimes or to other people, which is Lashon Hara, Rechilas, and so on. It takes you so long to understand things. It's too bad that you're not as smart as I am. You're not as bright as other members of your family. What is it? You're not the sharpest tool in the kit, they say. You don't have any seichel if you say that. You have the intelligence of an ant. You have an IQ of about 70. When they handed out brains, you weren't online. All these terrible things. Even if you don't actually say them, very often people believe them or people think along those lines. If you have to make judgments on people on certain things, it's the difference between goodness and evil. There you could make judgments. And even then, there are halachos and gedarim of how to be done l'kav zchus, to give people the benefit of the doubt as they're going through this process. Just like it's brought down in the Chavis Halvavis. Someone was very a scribe. He wrote Torah, he wrote Tefillin, he wrote Sefer Torah. He was arrogant about it. He said, it's all me. And then his hand was paralyzed, or whatever happened to his hand, couldn't do it anymore, because he put faith in that hand, forgetting that Hashem is the one who gave you that hand. The same goes with intelligence. Hashem could remove it in a second. How many people that were brilliant, Gedolei Yisrael, that developed Alzheimer's? The last 10 years of their life, they were incapacitated. They couldn't even function cognitively. It's a lesson to us. It's a lesson to us that even when they were in the heights of their power, of whatever they were capable of doing, it's Hashem that gave them those gifts. They themselves, if they were tzaddikim, they knew this. And they understood it, and they were humble about it. And we shall learn to be so too. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.